Hello and welcome to Indie Business Radio for Monday, April 12, 2010. I'm your host, Donna Maria, and you have arrived at the one place where we empower you to enjoy your life, build your business, and have your way. Well, our show today is about something that is really important to me. 10 years ago when I started IBM, I knew that technology was going to be the linchpin that either made or broke my business. I have spent much of the last 10 years since then helping small business owners understand that their future and long-term business success is to a large degree determined by the extent to which they are willing to embrace technology and all that it can do to expand their sphere of influence. Some listen and some don't, but it's a good thing that I'm not the only one delivering this message, and that's really important because it means that those who are not taking the initiative to incorporate new technologies, especially digital media, into their business planning and outreach are really without excuse. And this message is everywhere in broad strokes, but today we're going to narrow the focus down to one particular piece of quote-unquote new media, and that's the media of ebooks. Our guest today is Charlon Bobo of EditCopyProof.com. Charlon is an empowerment mentor and entrepreneurial visionary, as well as a copywriter, editor, online marketer, and author. She is affectionately known as the Conscious Entrepreneur, or the Conscious Copywriter, as I sometimes call her, and she develops savvy marketing materials for business owners so their message resonates with prospects, customers, clients, and other stakeholders. And, as a special side note, Charlon is also one of the five people who helped me start IBM way back in 1999 and 2000. I'm especially happy to welcome her to the show for that reason also. Charlon, it's great to have you.
Thank you so much for inviting me to be here and to share this information. You're right, technology is so, it moves at such a rapid pace, and I'm just happy to be here to share some information on writing ebooks effectively so they deliver results.
Yeah, so Charlon, tell me a little bit about how you became involved in learning about ebooks and how they could help someone in their business.
Well, as a copywriter, I recognized that I was stumbling and fumbling myself to get on board with all of the opportunities relating to technology. So all the social networking and ebooks, I recognized was a very powerful tool, but I stumbled through it. I struggled through it, and I didn't want other people to experience the same. So what's very common is we use our own life experiences to make the journey or the path easier for other people, and that's how this ebook came about. And I thought it was very appropriate for an ebook on teaching others how to write an ebook for it to actually be an ebook itself.
Now, Charlon, tell me this. Who should consider writing an ebook? What types of business owners are suited for this?
I think there's a way for any business owner to use an ebook for their marketing. It can be someone, I mean, from a novice business owner who wants to increase their opt-in list. So those are given away as a freebie for people who give you their email address and contact information, to some very complex and long ebook and deep, rich, something that requires a deeper exploration. So, as an example, my ebook is 150 pages, and it's content rich. It's step by step. And so any entrepreneur who is wanting to position themselves as an expert, it's a perfect way to do that. Like I mentioned earlier, your opt-in list, increasing the effectiveness of that. They can be very short reports, 20 pages or so, just sharing your information, sharing your expertise. And educating, that's it's a great way. It can be used as a free giveaway. So there are so many ways entrepreneurs can use this tool to position themselves in a way that they are the go-to resource.
And Charlon, let me ask you this then, because when you say positioning yourself as an expert and a go-to resource, what I'm wondering is, and I'm really thinking about people who have products to sell as opposed to services. Uh-huh. And a lot of times when I talk with them, Charlon, and you probably get this a lot too, so I want your comment on it, they say, well, I don't sell a service. I don't want to be like an expert. I don't want to be hired as a consultant. I don't want to be on CNN for how I know how to do something. I just want people to buy my products. And what do you say to people who have that sort of approach where ebooks are concerned, Charlon?
Sure. Well, it doesn't have to be a situation where you position yourself as an expert. If you're selling product, education is the way to go, because the more information you're able to give away, that also positions you in a way that makes you knowable, likable, and trustable. And people purchase from companies where they know, like, and trust you. And if you're giving your prospects, your clients, free information, and they get to know you, and this is really relationship building. This can take a while to establish that relationship. The last statistic I saw was that it requires 7 impressions before someone will make an initial purchase from you if they've never purchased from you before. So it's a lot of reinforcing. I mean, article marketing is a great example. I have hundreds of articles out there. That's free information that I want to use to not only build my own business, but to empower people. So that's how a product service business or a product-based business can use e-books or articles to their information to better position themselves, because it does require a commitment to building relationships long term.
And that's such good advice. I love that response. I like what you said too about helping you become known, liked, and trusted. And of course, whatever you sell, whether it's a product or service, you've got to have those things in place before you can make a sale of whatever it is, right?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I hate to be one of those people that says, in this economy, but value is the key right now. Everyone is looking at the pennies they have, the dollars they have, and saying, where can I invest this, where it will bring the highest return on investment right now. And
the title of your book, Charlon, is Write Your E-Book Using a Trusted and Proven System While Maintaining Your Busy Life. So let's focus on that last section there, while maintaining your busy life. Is the busyness of life one reason why you perceive people are not writing an e-book when they actually do have enough content to do that?
It can be. I don't like to use that as an excuse, because we all are allotted 24 hours a day.
You're not going to let us off the hook with that, huh?
Absolutely not, because I hold myself to that same standard.
Mm-hmm.
I have very high expectations of myself and of other people to do, and it's not in a cruel way, but there is so much in us that our lifespan of 100 years, if we're lucky, we will never get to most of our bucket list of our items, you know, things we want to do that grow our business or spending time with family. We'll never get to a lot of that. Just because 100 years is not that long, and especially if we're not focused.
Does that make sense?
I mean, come on.
Definitely a lot of focus. So, you know, many people then, they want to write an e-book, and I don't think anyone would disagree that it would be helpful, and you've done such a great job of describing that, but they don't do it for a variety of reasons, and one of them you just touched upon. What are some of the other reasons that people don't get to this, and then we're going to cover how they can overcome them?
Sure. In my experience, so much of it has to do with personal doubt or fear, which I find interesting, because we all have that. And all we have to do, I say all like it's an easy thing, but we just have to move forward and move past that, because in us, each one of us, there is an accumulation of knowledge that's valuable, that has a place in the world. And if you think about the knowledge you carry and that it has a place in the world and that people are wanting that and needing that, it puts things into focus. So that helps you move beyond those doubts and fears. Perceived time limitations. We touched on that. I don't have time to write an e-book. Well, what are some of the things you could do, like shifting a little bit of maybe TV watching here and doing something a little bit more efficiently over here to be able to bring that ebook to fruition? An effective system that brings about results. If you're not sure about that, that can prevent you from even starting a project. Or do you have a firm foundation? Do you have a support system? Do you have a marketing plan for when your book is finished? all of, in return on investment, people get concerned about that. Will this investment of time and energy and other resources really be valuable to me in the end? Will this deliver the results I'm looking for in the end if I do commit to this? So it makes sense if, you know, and a lot of us, if we don't see like 10 steps out, 5 steps out, we don't even start step 1 because we think, you know what, I want to have a long-term vision. I want to know how it's going to be in the end. And so often we don't know exactly how things are going to work out, but we have to start with step 1. So that fear or those apprehensions, all of that is human, is universal, and I just say blow past that and just start and have a system in place, a plan in place.
Now, why is a system, why is a whole system important to writing an effective ebook?
A whole system that I came up with is based on, like I said, my accumulation of skills as a copywriter and ghostwriter and online marketer. So that whole system, the primary thing I like to emphasize, and this was hard-earned for me, because I'm a very impulsive, spur-of-the-moment girl, and I'm not a big planner. I wasn't a big planner. And the success to writing a powerful and effective ebook in the end is having a system in place. Most people, when they sit down to write, they don't think, what am I going to do when I lose momentum? But that's all built in to this whole system. So you've thought about it before. You've done a little few writing exercises. And writing exercises can be very, we can minimize those and say, I don't need to write it down. But when you see your own writing and you've made a commitment to something, you're much more likely to follow through with it. So this whole system is based on techniques that experts in each one of these industries, the copywriting industry, the ghostwriting industry, the online marketing industry, these are techniques, this whole, I call it a whole system, brought together that individuals within these industries use for their own success. And I think that's what makes it so incredibly powerful.
And what are some of the steps, just a few of the things, you know, to get people's creative juices flowing? What do we need to do? Okay, so let's put ourselves in the position of someone who may be listening to the show. I have a business. It's going pretty well. I'm pretty pleased with the sales so far. I want to step things up a notch. I know that there's a lot of truth to what you're sharing about how an ebook can be helpful. And let's just say I can overcome the time challenge if I really put my mind to it. Where do I go from there?
Well, okay, there are several things that I'd like to share in terms of this can be applied to any area of business, but there are about 6 points that I like to share that really get people thinking and getting into this mode of maximizing results. So the first one I share is establish a succinct statement. So if you're starting to write your ebook or you're embarking on any endeavor as it relates to your business, establish a succinct statement. So this would encompass your goal and then your motivation for doing it. So I write these on 3x5 cards for myself. So as an example, you would say write something like, my goal in writing an ebook on the topic of soulful childcare is to establish my authority in this market to offer marketable audios that empower parents. And so that's one quick thing. Anyone can do that. Anyone can write on a 3x5 card. Put down your goal. Put down why you are inspired to move forward, to invest time here, to invest money here. The second thing I always encourage people to do is to complete a target market analysis. I am always shocked when I hear, in fact, this happened again a week ago, consulting with a prospective client who, and it's funny, I'll ask the question, what's your target market? Have you done a target market analysis? And the response was this.
Oh, it was silent.
She didn't have an idea what I was talking about. And she's sharing her dream with me, her big vision of opening a storefront. She's talking about beginning to manufacture products. She's talking about her long-term marketing plan. And she has not done a target market analysis. And that's very common. It's not too late. And that's one of the first assignments, homework assignments I gave her, even without, you know, it's not a formal situation as far as she's hired me to advise her, but I just said, you have to do a target market analysis. And that helps us get clear in establishing, as we move through the steps of starting her, as she moves through the steps of starting her business, she has that in mind. She creates in her mind a specific person. She can see that person's face. And she's, when she's writing copy for her website, she's always writing to that, say it's a woman, writing to that woman who has children, who lives in a gated community in Southern California. All of these explorations, we come to this point of having this representation of someone in our target market by doing the assessment, by doing the analysis. Okay. So I can't emphasize that enough.
Okay, and that's really good advice, too, because do you find that some people may have done that with their business, but they don't think it's as important to do it with an ebook, and you're saying it really is?
I'm saying it's important to do it in for every aspect of your business. I mean, I can't imagine. Let me give you... Do you want to explore this a little bit more, or do you want me to go on to some of the other steps? I think it's really important. So if we have time, I think we should explore this more.
Sure. Well, let's get through the steps first. Let's do
five
and six, and then we'll come back to that.
Sure. Okay. So then another key thing to do is to assess your existing skill set to accomplish whatever task you're trying to accomplish. So if you're a great writer, but you are not a great online marketer, the online marketing portion of writing your ebook, that might be something you delegate to someone who has expertise in that area. So, or let's take it out of the ebook realm. You are a great manufacturer, and you need to come up with great copy that's going to sell your products, but you're just not interested in that part of it. Now is the perfect time, before you get into it, before you even... you know, get into the throes of the full-blown business. Assess your existing skill set. Decide what you're best at. Decide what you want to do. And delegate the rest, because that's the only way it's going to fly. And something that comes up very often at this point of assessing your existing skill set is, so many business owners, when they start, they are wearing every hat in business. They have to take out the trash. They have to manufacture. They have to write their own copy. They have to be their own social network guru, even if they're not. But the danger is if you get into the mindset of, I'm going to do everything myself, what's most likely to happen? You stay there.
Right. Okay, so we've got our 6 points, and we just finished the third one. I'm going to just run through the first three.
Yes.
Number one, articulate succinct goals and your motivation. Number two, complete a target market analysis. Number 3, assess your skill set to accomplish the task. And what are the other three?
Okay, honestly, assess your support system is number 4. Number 5 is get your head in the game. I mean, fully committing to what you're doing. And 6 is a more detailed mission statement of your what you want to accomplish. So there are 6 points to that, and we can go into that or not. But a longer mission statement really leads to the success of whatever it is you're trying to do.
So let's talk for a second then about number 4, assess your support system. What's involved in that?
Okay. And I say honestly assessing. Maybe you need to do this both personally and professionally. Maybe you have a great system of support at home, but you don't have a professional network. I think we need to be equipped with a personal and professional network, however that is. There are many women. I work with women, so that's my target market is women, so that's what I use as examples quite a bit. I'll have a client say, I really don't have support from my spouse. And so that, instead of trying to make your spouse your support system, pursue other avenues. Do you have close friends, people who aren't involved in business, other relatives, people who will encourage you without needing to know, without needing to have business expertise? You must have a professional support network. It's crucial to our success. Nothing happens that's big and grand without community. It just doesn't. Five, get your head in the game. Get your head in the game is simply a matter of deciding and making a true commitment to whatever it is that's right in front of you. It's not the big picture of your business that in 10 years I want to be doing this or having that. It is right now, for writing this ebook, I am completely, I'm all about this. And I'm committing to myself to do everything it takes to move this vision forward, to see this ebook to fruition. And then number six, just going through your work schedule, time commitments, what's your writing environment, your recovery plan. You get off base, what are you going to do then? Your built-in breaks. We want to just hammer things out, especially when we love what we do. We just want to work at like 22 and a half hours a day. And we just, that's not the best way to accomplish. And then your target deadline, setting a realistic but a challenging deadline.
Mm-hmm.
So all those things would go into your mission statement.
Right. Okay, good. This is so great. So what we've done even just right here on the show is we've got a six-point plan for anyone to use to get started writing their ebook. And then, of course, if you add to that the book that you've authored to help people really rev up their engines, there's certainly no reason why anyone listening to the show today can't write their own ebook. This is fantastic information being supplied by Charlon Bobo. She is the author of Write Your Ebook Using a Trusted and Proven System While Maintaining Your Busy Life. She is on Twitter at editcopyproof.com, and you can get more information about her as well from her website at charlonbobo.com. That's charlonbobo.com. We're going to take a short break and come back and talk more about writing your ebook. And we'll be taking your questions, too, in the chat room. Go to indiebusinessradio.com, click on the chat link, and you can join us and get your questions answered about your ebook. This is Indie Business Radio. I'm your host, Donna Maria. We'll be right back.
Why is everyone listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com? Because it's the future of talk radio. Every day, more and more people are finding internet radio as not just an alternative media, but as a replacement to traditional AM and FM broadcast stations. Internet radio offers a wider variety of programs, convenient on-demand listening that meets your schedule, and fewer commercial interruptions. And GlobalTalkRadio.com is already leading the way by matching this content with a highly targeted internet audience. GlobalTalkRadio.com offers its listeners one of the widest programming varieties on the internet, from business and finance to self-improvement, paranormal, health, literature, romance, politics, and more. There are also opportunities for prospective hosts who would like to host their own weekly or one-time talk shows. Want to learn more? Check us out at www.globaltalkradio.com and see the future of talk radio today.
Welcome back to Indie Business Radio. We're talking today with Charlon Bobo. She is the author of Write Your Ebook Using a Trusted and Proven System While Maintaining Your Busy Life. And, of course, we all know how important it is to maintain our busy lives, or try to, while we also work on, you know, marketing and outreach and influence building where our businesses are concerned. So, Charlon, you've just run through six fantastic, really high-level overview points to help people get started. And, you know, one of the things that I hear people ask about a lot is, okay, so I've written this book, or at least it's in my head, and I know maybe I've been blogging for a while, and I can just cut and paste some of my best blog posts in a particular category, right, and write my ebook. What do we do then? I see ebooks with so many different autoresponders and download links and payment options, and what are some tips that you can offer for helping people sort through what those various options are so they can make an ebook that's not only great but also easy for people to buy, right? Because if you have to click too many times or it's confusing, you're going to cannibalize your whole book sale. What are your ideas for that?
Well, I like to share my own story of marketing. The whole thing. This ebook encapsulates my process that I use to write the ebook itself. But what I love to share is that if you have a limited budget, it's so easy to do with technology. Going to PayPal, if you don't have a PayPal account, creating a sales button. I purchased a little a button that looked like it was red, and it fits in with my color the color motif of my business, and it has a little shopping cart on it. And as far as copy for the sales page, it should just go straight to the point. It should talk about the benefits to the purchaser. What are they going to get out of it? Not, I am a copywriter, I do this, I do that, but benefits to the end user, because you're obviously wanting them to purchase the information. So you can do all of this at little to no cost.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I think that's important for people to realize too, is that, well, when they get this great ebook written, then what? Then is it going to be thousands of dollars to hire someone to get the shopping cart up, or to, I didn't even have a shopping cart. Because there are, most of my services, I accept credit cards for, it's basically mm-hmm. business consultation. So, I don't have a shopping cart for other services.
Right.
And so for someone who doesn't, and you know, that's because I have a service business and I do a lot of one-on-one work, and mm-hmm. so I don't have a lot of products and services up available for purchase, just a click and buy. So if anyone's in that position where they have products that, and they really do customize, it's better to go back to relationship building again. And my model isn't for everyone, but I just want to emphasize that there are ways around needing to depend on someone else to get your marketing, your book up and out there and available. And, you know, it's the whole, the marketing is a big aspect of it. So you get into, what if you know nothing about press releases? There is an awesome link in the content of the ebook where you can go and step by step, it's one of my colleagues and she guides you through. If you don't know anything, the first thing about how to write a press release, which is another way to market your ebook, go there, go through her process. And see, I mean, again, I emphasize, it takes all of us, right? It takes a village. I don't know, I'm not an expert on press releases, but I know someone who is. So
good,
there are
yeah.
many
really good.
Many
and your
ways.
Book also walks people through, does it not? It helps walk people through the process of choosing how to use a download link and how to actually take the content and make it easily downloadable and purchasable for your audience, right?
Yes, it goes literally step by step.
Okay, so you're going to hold our hand through this process, and of course that's really great to know. So let me ask you this, Charlon. There is a body of thought that if the book itself is not the subject of your business. In other words, I mean, your ebook is how to write an ebook, and so people buy that, and the information is what you are selling. What if you're selling products, or maybe even services, but I guess mainly products would fall into this area, and you just want to get the information out there? Do you recommend that those people consider not charging for their ebook and just make it downloadable for free?
Sure. Absolutely. The more ways you get yourself out there, your brand, which is you, you get that out there. Not everyone is interested in everything you have to offer. So as an example, let me use a colleague of mine. She's a hairdresser. She is an aromatherapist. Mm-hmm. And she is just about to write an ebook, but she also has an audio series on meditation. And she does other article marketing. So she's an aromatherapist. You think, well, what does aromatherapy have to do with, what does aromatherapy have to do with all the other interests that she has, including her meditation?
Mm-hmm.
And they are all intertwined, and you may have to be a little bit creative.
Right.
In bringing all of that together. Maybe you have a different website for your different products, but there's... getting the message of you, your brand, Charlon Bobo or DonnaMaria.com, you can go out in a lot of different directions. But getting back to your point of, do you charge, do you give it away? I say do it all.
And so you don't really have to, there's no real one way to do it, which kind of, I guess, goes back to number one, which is assessing what your motivation and what the outcomes are that you really want to achieve.
Yes, yes. And I think as you get, I've watched the evolution of all your endeavors, because I've been there this whole time. I know in my own life, it's just business takes us into many different directions. I mean, 10 years ago, you couldn't have imagined where you'd be now.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's very true for me as well. And so here's another example. I participated in a book writing project last year that's called Overcomers, Inc., Stories of Hope, Courage, and Inspiration. And that has nothing at all to do with my copywriting business. But that didn't mean I didn't want to do that. It didn't mean that I shouldn't have participated in that because I'm a copywriter. We can get very limited in our thinking in terms of, well, that's not a good move for me because it doesn't really directly relate to what I'm doing now. I say open the doors, burst out with a system. You know, you don't want to get too crazy as far as, okay, I went in that direction, this direction. They're all kind of crazy, and you can't bring them together under one umbrella eventually. But those inspirations come from, I think, a divine place, and we're guided to express ourselves in a lot of different ways. So I have found a very effective way to bring everything I'm interested in under one big umbrella, which is my brand of Charlon Bobo.
You know, what you're saying is really fascinating to me because there's a book out. I can only paraphrase the title because I can't remember, but it's something like the Entrepreneur's Dilemma. And, again, I don't think that's the exact name of the book, but the idea expressed in the book, as I've heard, because I haven't read it yet, but it's on my list, is how all small business owners, entrepreneurs of all kinds, need to assess what you're talking about. In other words, there's a core of every business, right? Every business makes most of its money, most of its profit doing something or some things in particular.
Yes.
And then there are also, as you described, different sorts of opportunities, directions we can go in. And the entrepreneur's dilemma is to really be able to, I guess, hone their senses so they can understand which of those opportunities are most likely to support the core and which aren't. That way, you never don't do anything that's out there in the opportunity stratosphere, but you also balance that with the fact that you can't do everything so you can pick and choose what works best. So that's a challenge for most people, isn't it?
It is. It absolutely is. I mean, if you saw me right now in video cam, I would be raising my hand because I am, you know, front row seat. You're preaching to the choir. It took me a long time to understand that every fabulous idea that popped into my head, and I have them just about every morning,
right,
like every other entrepreneur on the planet, that we can't possibly act on all of them. We do have to stick to the core, but we have to stick to the core of things that are really, really important to us.
Rope it in all together. We've got a question in the chat room, Charlon, from Cindy Jones. She is at Sage Script in Colorado, and she says that she's got some really great ideas and actually two courses. She's an aromatherapist and an herbalist. She's got two courses written that she would like to publish perhaps as an ebook, and she's thinking of doing it as a link from her website. Do you have any thoughts or ideas for her? And again, her business is in the biochemistry, herbal, and aromatherapy industries.
And oh, I love it.
Sells products in that area.
Okay. Well, first of all, I would encourage you to find a way to do it. If you're having that desire, that's kind of where it starts. Don't let anything stop you. As far as specific ideas, I would need to have a conversation with you to really delve into be really clear on what you want to accomplish. Is it increasing sales? Is it establishing your credibility? Is it some combination of a lot of those? Is it increasing your opt-in list? what is it that you're trying to accomplish? And being crystal clear, taking, before you start compiling these, because if you have existing material already, it's relatively easy. But before you sit down and compile them, get crystal clear on your, what specifically, so in the end, when you have these compiled and they're selling like crazy, what is it that you, in your
mm-hmm.
division for your business, I'm sorry, I'm having trouble articulating, but how this fits in to that big picture we were talking about earlier. What piece is this that fits in?
And the big picture could be anything from as simple as I want to make $500 a month on this book to I want to increase my brand, or I just want to catch the attention of a publisher and maybe get it picked up as a published book.
It could be any. Absolutely. And it's not a matter of, well, your vision has to be, well, what are the options here? It can mm-hmm. be anything you can imagine of what you want to accomplish with your ebook.
Right.
And if you have existing material, sister, you're most of the way there.
Yeah,
you're not having to sit down and write.
That she has a lot of existing materials already there.
Wow.
And I'm guessing that just like everyone else, it's a matter of carving out that 2 hours or 3 hours a day or whatever it is to actually get it done. And, you know, it is a challenge, especially for artsy, crafty people, and I'm saying that in a great way because I consider myself to be one of them. We have, as you say, you get up in the morning and you have a business and it's going along and it's going in a particular direction, and suddenly in the shower you're thinking, that's a good idea for an ebook. I got to write that. Or you, hopefully by the time you get to your office, you've talked yourself out of doing it immediately anyway.
Right, or you've forgotten because there are 10 more since you took a shower.
Yeah, that's really tough. And that's one of the things, isn't it, Charlon, that's so wonderful, not only about the world we live in today, because I think there is an awakening going on among people from all walks of life that they have unlimited options in terms of how they can express themselves as artists or at whatever it is they want to do. And technology is a big part of that, and that sort of brings us full circle to what we were talking about at the beginning of the show, that ebooks, whatever it is where technology is concerned, you have got to incorporate this. Do you agree with that?
I do, and yet I take a gentle approach, and that is accomplish it. But be gentle with yourself in the
mm-hmm.
process, that there is no, you don't have to get it done this week,
right,
or this month, or even this year. There will be another year, and there will be, but just continue every single day. If you have the vision, if you have that burning desire to write an ebook and to compile existing information or start with nothing today, you just have an idea. Just begin, and just every day do something to fuel that desire, and it will come to fruition eventually, because it has to. If you're taking action steps every day and talk about it as if it's alive. I don't have children, but I birth a lot of children. Like in my, you know, this ebook is one example. And so my creativity burns in me. And so just keep it alive, keep it fresh in the front burner or the forefront of your mind by taking some action step every single day. That's how these things happen. That's how they come to fruition.
Right. So we're almost to the end of our show here, Charlon. Thank you so much for putting up with our little weather conditions at the beginning of the show. Tell us where we should go to get this book. How much does it cost? How easy is it to get? And where can we go right now to take care of that?
It's as easy as a click. I was describing my little buy button earlier. It's red with a shopping cart on it. So if you go to charlonbobo.com, that's charlonbobo.com, that's a portal site, and that is just a portal to all of the services I offer, and you'll see a link there to the ebook. And it really is as easy as clicking and buying, and does it get easier than that?
No, it doesn't get any. No, and I like that too. It's just as easy as clicking and buying. It doesn't get any easier than that. And yes, isn't that a good mantra for all of us to have, right?
Yes.
Click it and buy it. And I do like the red link. Very nice. It matches your Matt, even your outfit in your head.
How fabulous is that, right? And that's branding. That's consistency in branding.
It is. Very good, very good advice all the way around. Well, I am really excited about this book, Charlon, because, you know, there's a lot of stuff out there. There's an innumerable number of blog posts on the topic. But what I like about your book is that it walks people step by step through the process, and goodness knows that is what so many of us need. I certainly do. When there are things I want to accomplish, I don't really know. I don't have a roadmap. It's great to have a resource like this. We're talking to Charlon Bobo. You can get a copy of her book at charlonbobo.com. It's called Write Your Ebook, Using a Trusted and Proven System While Maintaining Your Busy Life. She says it's just as easy as click and buy, and how much do we love that? Thank you so much for joining us, Charlon. I'm very excited that we had you here today. I want to let you guys know that next week, of course, I have another fantastic show coming up here on Indie Business Radio, April 19th. My guest will be Hollisis Thomas, and she is the author of Twitter Marketing, An Hour a Day. Let's see if we can accomplish that, an hour a day. Some people say that's too much. Some people may say it's too little. We're going to pick her brain and find out exactly what she means and what approach is best for our business to take right here next week on Indie Business Radio. I'll see you then. In the meantime, enjoy your life, build your business, and have your way.
Want to stay on top of what's new in the radio industry? Sign up for a free subscription to The Future of Talk Radio, available exclusively to listeners of globaltalkradio.com, and find out what's new in the world of online radio. Listeners can find out about new shows and special guests. People with something special to offer can find out how to become a guest and how to prepare for an interview. And prospective hosts will find a valuable resource for everything from planning their new program to selecting topics and guests, recouping expenses by selling advertising, and more. Sign up today for your free subscription to The Future of Talk Radio by visiting www.globaltalkradio.com and learn about the future of talk radio today. You're listening to globaltalkradio.com.